Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Do you know to what extent our thinking determines our behavior? Can a person think about committing adultery, engaging in homosexual activities, cheating his brother in a business deal, lying to cover up ungodly behavior, and not be influenced by any of these thoughts? The wise man Solomon wrote almost 3,000 years ago, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Proverbs 4:23. Does that principle still apply to modern men and women? About 1,000 years after Solomon warned about guarding our thinking, the Apostle Paul wrote as follows to the Philippians, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Philippians 4:8. What purpose is served when Christians and others think on that which is true, honest, just, pure, of good report, that which is virtuous, and that which is praiseworthy? Are we better people if we think about these rather than their opposites? Falsehood, dishonesty, unrighteousness, ugly behavior, and such like. Paul must have thought that thinking about these qualities would enhance our happiness, our usefulness in the Lord's kingdom, and our preparation for living with God throughout eternity. How much better our world would be if every one of us devoted considerable time to meditating on these biblical principles and seeking to incorporate them into our lives. Paul admonished the Philippians, and he admonishes us, to think about the things that are true. In an era when so many, including our national political leaders and some of our religious leaders, are making headlines by lying about their conduct, can you understand why Paul wanted the Philippians to think about those things which are true? Are we to understand from this passage and from others that there is such an idea as truth and that we can know what it is? Would it surprise you to know that the majority of American people do not believe there are any absolute truths? That is a fact, if we can believe the surveys which have been done in the past several years. George Barna's book, What Americans Believe, furnishes us the results of a national survey of Americans' attitudes toward religion and toward moral values. Barna asked thousands of American young people, "Do you agree strongly, agree somewhat, disagree somewhat, or disagree strongly with the following statement? There is no such thing as absolute truth. Different people can define truth in conflicting ways and still be correct." Only 28% of American young people wholeheartedly endorsed the statement that there is absolute truth. 66% of Americans generally agree that there is no such thing as absolute truth. 23% of evangelical churches, 31% of Catholic churches, and 27% of mainline churches agree strongly that there is no such thing as absolute truth. Pages 83 through 85. All of this reminds me of a statement Dr. Joseph Fletcher, the infamous situation ethicist, made at Murray State University a few years ago. Dr. Fletcher arrogantly said, "Anyone who believes in absolute truth is an absolute fool." Robert Usry, one of the English professors at Murray, asked Dr. Fletcher, "Is your statement absolute truth?" Fletcher refused to answer. And frankly, I do not blame him. Thank you for listening today, and may God continue to bless you.